Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
The Lord is good.
Yes, indeed.
Compliments of the new year.
Oh, yes, compliments of the new year. I hope that you started well this year, eh?
By God's grace, yes.
Oh, fantastic.
We
man.
Started very well.
Oh, great to hear that.
We praise Him. We owe everything unto Him.
We do. Now, you know, the word steward means manager, as we understand. It's mentioned several times in the scripture. Sometimes the actual term is used and sometimes it's discussed in principle. Now, over the next couple of days, we are going to be looking deeper into the principle of stewardship and learn what our responsibility is in that regard. So, Pastor, what's the earliest biblical reference that we find for stewardship?
Maybe before I go there, let me briefly say this: the term stewardship, it's an old English term. As you know, that the language evolves over time. It's an old one. It actually means managing that which does not belong to you.
Yeah.
That's what it means. And when you go to your Bible, as you open it, the book of Genesis, the creation story, that's where we pick up the principles of stewardship.
Yeah.
You get them from the creation story that after God has created Adam and Eve, actually the Bible, it introduces God as the creator who created out of nothing and made everything to come into existence. When everything was already there, now He brought in Adam and Eve. He created Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
When Adam and Eve came into existence, He found everything in existence. Mm. He just occupied the Garden of Eden. Mm-hmm. But as you read your Bible, it tells you that the Lord blessed the couple, gave them dominion, gave them authority over His creation. Mm-hmm. They began to manage that which was created by God. It does not belong to them. It belongs to God. That is the concept of stewardship from the creation story, where Adam and Eve is given dominion to look over that which the Lord has created. I think that is the first record we get from the Bible regarding stewardship and the principles of stewardship.
Lovely, and I like that you started right, you know, in the beginning, because this is where all things began. And thank you for that reference, Pastor. Now, you mentioning the example of Adam and Eve, who were given that responsibility to manage the world and everything in it. Now, this was in the perfect world. Surely God didn't need their help to manage it. So what then is the purpose of stewardship in the setup that you are mentioning, vis-a-vis our setup?
The principle behind it is that Adam and Eve had to acknowledge, they had to be conscious that God is the Lord. I think that was the principle, that was the lesson inculcated to them, to understand that God is the Lord. They might be having the authority, the dominion over everything, but stewardship was there to remind them, constantly remind them, that God is the Lord. That is the same thing the Lord wants to achieve, even in the modern times, to make us aware that we might be having this and that, we might be having these blessings, but we need to understand and accept the reality that they belong to the Lord, and He is the Lord.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, I want us to now conclude our conversation, but before we do, how does stewardship, Pastor, build character and maturity?
Thank you for this question. Beautiful one. In stewardship, you know, sometimes we tend to deviate from the real thing. When we talk about stewardship, we are talking about the relationship between man and God. At the center of stewardship, you have that relationship between man and God. And I like how the wise king puts it. He says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. If one wants to be wise, needs to take God into consideration, have a relationship with Him. In stewardship, this is what we're saying. Once we have that relationship with God, stewardship seeks to make you a better person. Stewardship seeks you to make you a better manager of your finances. Yep. It seeks to make you a better person who takes care of his body, a better person who takes care of those around him or her. It seeks to make us better people. In other words, if we are better people, it means we will be matured in our thinking and our reasoning. Allow me to put it to you and say, once we have that close relationship with God, we become matured. And stewardship seeks to bring us to that level where we become better people, we become matured people. And the secret of the whole matter is the close relationship with God.
I think I like that that last part, that it really, that secret is the close relationship with God. Now, I'm going to let you go, but what is the one thing that the listener should take away from this conversation as we close it?
As we close this conversation, I wish the listener can take this one. In stewardship, we seek to connect people with God. Because we fully understand and we accept that when we have a relationship with God, we become a blessing to others. Just like God, He blesses us. He's a blessing to us. Once we have a relationship with God, we become a blessing to others. We also become a blessing to ourselves.
Yes, yes, true.
Because we become better people. If we can hold that, that we understand that, we grab that, stewardship is there to make us better people.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that. Stewardship indeed intends for us to be better people. May you have a fantastic afternoon, and we're going to be connecting with you again, same time, same place tomorrow.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you.
Thank you so much. All right, that there was Pastor Mbulelo Made talking to us about stewardship. Very, very important discussion. I do hope that you're going to be joining us tomorrow for that discussion once again.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.